Last year, I read a letter that I don't think was ever meant to go public. It said that a man convicted of shooting sheriff's deputies and killing one of them was innocent. He's a legendary man. A man who over the last century in America has been called a prophet, a messiah, a terrorist, and a villain. In the 60s, he was a black power activist named H.Rap Brown.
We did not make the laws in this country. We are neither morally nor legally confined to those laws. Those laws that keep them up keep us down.
H.Rap Brown had the attention of the most powerful people in America.
Police departments, the United States government, and their agents, they hated Rap Brown all the way to death.
But unlike some other black leaders at the time, he managed to survive, and he converted to Islam, changed his name to Jamil Alameen, and moved to my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia. On the night of March 16, 2000, two deputies showed up outside his neighborhood mosque, and there was a shootout.
It was like almost like an overkill, like it was a war zone out there.
Killed one deputy and severely injured another.
I was screaming, yelling, please don't shoot me no more, don't shoot me no more, don't shoot me no more.
Federal agents chased down their only serious suspect, Jamil Alameen, and he was convicted. But the evidence was shaky and the whole truth never came out during the trial.
To say that this gun is the gun who fired this bullet is very, very difficult.
My name is Mosi Secret. I'm an investigative journalist. And when I started looking into the case, I discovered something even more sinister than the shooting of two deputies. The FBI, H.Rap Brown, Jamil Alameen, local drug dealers, and even an alleged serial killer. They're all caught up in it.
Telling he got the kill, he gonna start some beef and it ain't no beef. He gonna make up a reason to kill a motherfucker.
And I learned that for years, someone else, not Jamil Alameen, has been confessing to shooting the two deputies that night outside the mosque.
I've gotten away with murder for real. They convicted the wrong guy and sent the wrong guy to prison for life for something that another guy did.
From Campside Media, Tenderfoot TV, and iHeart Podcasts, a new podcast called Radical that tells the story of violence and the struggle for power in America.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.